Finally today, another twist in the scandal that should be known as Blue Bonnet Gate, or maybe Maroon Bonnet Gate. That's not exactly the color of choice for University of Texas Longhorns. So when maroon and white blue bonnets began sprouting in the shadow of the UT Tower this spring, the burnt orange brigade saw red. Accusations flew. Two Texas A&M professors copped to developing a maroon blue bonnet, but one says he doesn't think the UT version is the real thing.
The seed, I'm pretty sure, came originally from the grower who didn't pull the pinks out of his blue field. And so when you're buying some blue bonnets, you're getting some accidental pinks in there. They'll cross and you'll get a few seeds from those. But if you just leave them alone, they're all just going to gradually turn back into blues.
That's Greg Grant, who's now a research associate at Stephen F. Austin University's Piney Woods Native Plant Center. Today, UT announced its revenge. The offending flowers will be uprooted. That's according to Marcus Hoag, UT's program coordinator for irrigation and water conservation. Hoag does have a grudging respect for the alleged pranksters. He said, quote, "I'm happy they chose a drought-tolerant plant. Even if this was done by an Aggie, it was done in good taste."